We're going to start, though, with the news that came through yesterday from the Department of Housing and the new €1 billion Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund, which finances the infrastructure needed to unlock land for housing development. It's set to facilitate the delivery of more than 2,300 homes in Tralee and in Killarney. So this has been welcomed all round. This is the area where you have a situation where you have plots of land, but they're not accessible or they haven't been serviced. It's one of the problems that we have in our housing scheme and our housing system as to whether we can, yes, there's land there, but is there a road into it? Is it connected to the mains for water and sewage? Is it connected, or do we have enough electricity capacity in these particular areas as well? So that's part of what was announced yesterday. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Minister for Children and Kerry Fianna Fáil TD, Norma Foley. Minister, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Now, this is the Housing Activation Office, which has approved 82 of the 138 applications received nationwide under the first tranche of this fund. And you're looking to deliver 200,000 homes across the country. Two of the projects which made it are in Kerry, Killarney and Tralee. Can you explain more?
Yeah, and I think actually, Gerry, you set the context of it really, really well. You know, oftentimes people will look at land and they'll say, gosh, there's a great tract of land. How come it's not being developed for housing? And you're right. Sometimes the infrastructure just isn't there, whether it's the necessary roads or whether it's the electricity or the water or whatever the case might be. So this specific fund is identifying areas where if the infrastructure is put in place, there's opportunity to unlock potential to build houses, to build family homes, as it were. And you're right, in the Tralee area, there's potential now for more than 1,000 homes, and likewise in Killarney. So that's about 2,300 homes being made available directly because of this funding that will ensure that the infrastructure that's required is in place. And I want to acknowledge the work of Kerry County Council here, because they would have done the work on the ground and nominated these specific areas and said these are areas where there is massive potential to unlock housing opportunities. So I want to acknowledge their work in terms of nominating these projects. And I also want to acknowledge the leadership of Minister James Brown. I think he has identified, I suppose, you know, what has longstanding been a real problem and a real lack of opportunity to develop housing. And he is putting the funding behind it. And the opportunity will be there now for the local authorities to move immediately. It's my understanding that they'll be informed, by way of communication from the Department of Housing. And they're being told that they will be fully funded to move ahead with the development of these housing units.
Okay, in the Killarney area, the project is looking to link the Killarney bypass. Well, really, we need to stop calling it that. Probably it's an inner relief road at this stage, but it takes a huge amount of traffic to link that with the Park Road, and that's going to cost between 10 and 20 million. That's the NTA funding for active travel projects there as well will complement that, mm-hmm. and also the ESB involved to upgrade the electricity network in the area. Are you confident that both those jobs, the upgrade of the network on electricity side, the roads and projects, will be speedily done? Because that's the big criticism here. Up to now, these things tend to take forever.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the primary, I suppose, motivation behind this funding. And you'd be aware, for example, not just the Minister for Housing here, James Brown, but equally so the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, has been very clear where there are issues preventing development in terms of housing, the funding will be provided. All legs, if you like, of the state will work together to ensure that it is done as a matter of priority. And again, as I've said, Kerry County Council have identified these areas. They're confident that with the appropriate funding in place, that they will be in a position to move forward. And so it's for that reason that I think this is really, really positive. It's, if you like, it's the different wings of the state giving a commitment, putting, most importantly, the money on the table to ensure that these opportunities can be opened up. And it's not just to build houses. I always think really what we're talking about are family homes. These are opportunities for families to move into an area, put down their roots and become part of a community. So that's really what we're doing here. We're looking to build up communities here as well.
Okay, and that's part of it. And on the Tralee side of it then, the project will include a new distributor road at Lougher Cannon, upgrades to the Ashgrove Road, a new link road connecting the two. Again, DSP involved there, and that will deliver 450 homes and indirectly support maybe another possibly 800 homes. And that goes alongside the Tralee Northern Relief Road project, and again, upgrades to the DSP.
Absolutely. And really, I suppose what it's doing is it's knitting together, I suppose, all that heretofore have been preventing the development of housing. And it's looking at where the blocks have been, where the impediments have been, and saying, here's the money, make it work now. There's an opportunity. And this is, you know, a very significant opportunity. And I'd also be confident, you know, that where local authorities can show that they have made this work, you know, there will be further opportunities going forward. And it is my understanding that come the end of the year that there will be further opportunities and further announcements here as well. But it is important, I think, by that point that we will have been able to show significant enough progress in, for example, in Kerry, that we can point to, that we can say, we've done this amount now, we're ready and we're willing to take on more, so that we'd be applying for further funding to do more. So this isn't the limit of it. This is the first step, if you like. And I look forward to being, you know, that ambition, if you like, to unlock more housing potential being delivered upon.
Okay, Minister, this relies on cooperation, obviously, between central government and the local authorities around the country as to the scheme. But are relations strained, brought about by the comments of Taoiseach and Minister of Finance Simon Harris, who said at the weekend he was angry and frustrated that local authorities had not done enough to tackle another area of the housing crisis, and that is to tackle abandoned buildings by chasing derelict site levies, and said he would take some powers away from them. Now, councillors have rejected this assertion. The Association of Irish Local Government said local authorities have in fact done a lot to tackle the issue. So there's a bit of a row going on at the moment.
I served in the local authority for many, many years myself. I have enormous regard for the local authority, in particular, obviously, Kerry County Council. I think they're an excellent local authority with great leadership, both from the local councillors and indeed from the management, CEO, executive, the whole lot.
Was he wrong in what he said? Was he unfair in local authorities criticising, saying you're not doing enough on the derelict side of things? Because people would, there's a perception, they would agree, they see empty buildings, derelict for years, and feel, why can't something be done with it?
Yeah, and I accept that. I think the local authority themselves would accept that in some areas they've made very good progress in terms of derelict buildings, derelict sites, and in other areas they haven't. And I also, I suppose, want to acknowledge that there's, you know, 101 different tasks every single day that the local authority have to be across. This is an area that has worked for some local authorities and not for others. There's a new opportunity now, with revenue being involved, to see if there is if this would be a better approach, if this would be an approach that would deliver better results. And I think all of society would welcome that. And you're right, we do look at derelict sites and we do look at derelict properties and we say more should be done here. So notwithstanding, in some local authorities there has been progress, in others there hasn't. There's an opportunity now to find a new mechanism, and I would be hopeful that that will deliver positively.
Okay, Mr. On a separate issue, there is a vote in the Dáil tonight. It was debated in the Dáil yesterday. This is Sinn Féin's proposed legislation to remove the 3-day wait period for an abortion in early pregnancy. If the bill is passed in the Dáil tonight, it'll go before an Oireachtas committee for further scrutiny. Your party leader and the Taoiseach Simon Harris as well, and Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill, they will vote in favour of the proposed Sinn Féin legislation. It's a free vote. How will you be voting?
Look, you're correct. It is a free vote, and I accept this is a very sensitive, very personal decision for everyone. And I would respect people who have a very different view to myself. But my view is clear. I will not be voting to remove the 3-day wait.
Why not?
To be fair, well, when this was first mooted in 2018. My own position is that, you know, when the referendum was passed in 2018, it was on, for many people, it was on the basis of a 3-day wait. Look, I think this is a life-altering decision. I don't see any reason to change the 3-day wait. It is 3 days for such a significant, such an important decision. That's my very strong view. I've look, I accept unequivocally other people's right to have a divergent
view. One of the arguments against it from Sinn Féin and others is that sometimes a woman doesn't know she's pregnant can be right up against a deadline of 12 weeks in relation to that, can push her over the edge in terms of the law in this country on it. That would remove that concern.
And look, to be fair, I accept on all sides there will be very genuine, very, you know, strong arguments for or against. It is my personal view, it has always been my personal view, that this is a life-altering decision. We're asking for 3 days to consider that decision. I think that's acceptable. I also have a very strong view that that was what was given to the people in 2018 when they voted upon it. I think that's an important consideration. It was an important consideration for people then. I'm sure it remains an important consideration. So that's my view. But as I say, others may choose and will choose to have a different view. And that's why it's a free vote. It's a vote of conscience, you know, recognising that people have very different breadth of views on this issue. But that's my view, Gerry.
How do you think it will go?
I don't know. It's very hard to predict, you know, in some respects, you know, today, I suppose you're getting more clarity because more and more people, you know, will in advance perhaps say how they're going to vote. Others will choose not to and they will wait perhaps until the night. So I don't know. But I think everybody, you know, has to be happy and contented in their own mind and in their own heart as to how they vote. I accept the legitimacy of everybody's argument, but I have to be true to my view. And to my understanding, and so I can only speak for myself on it, and as I say, I won't be voting to remove the 3-day wait.
Okay, Minister, finally, you're on your way to a launch of the 25th anniversary of the Growing Up in Ireland study. This is the longitudinal study which tracks individuals from childhood through to adulthood and provides a snapshot of what it means to come of age in modern Ireland, the issues that affect them, education, work, housing, cost of living, financial well-being, as well as mental health. Something you're looking forward to, and a worthwhile study to see where this generation is at?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 30,000 children have been involved in this over these long number of years. And it's been just a vital source of, you know, of information, and it has informed research and it has informed policy. But I think it also goes back to underlining and underpinning the importance of hearing from the child and the young person. It's their lived experience, and it should inform policy, and it should inform, you know, how we do things going forward. So, for example, some of the things that have come out of the study over the last number of years have pointed to the fact that the more secure a child feels in their childhood, the more their childhood is free from, let's say, things like bullying or maybe adversity within the family, then the better the outcome for the child. So, therefore, there is an onus on all of us to ensure, you know, as a government or as a state, to ensure that policies are in place to protect a child from bullying. And so great work has been done in our schools, notwithstanding that, you know, there will always be issues. But, you know, in my own time in education, we introduced, you know, the Beacon Alta programme, which is to ensure that, you know, every child is happy and included in the school environment. Likewise, in terms of resourcing families to be supported and to be supportive, I'm very keen and have introduced as well myself, you know, an increasing number of family resource centres. So families being supported, young people being supported, that should be at the heart of all government policies. And indeed, the Growing Up in Ireland is showing that when you do that, the outcomes are better for children and young people. So an invaluable study, and I look forward to it continuing for many, many more years.
Yep. Okay, Minister, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens with regards to that and the details on that study today and see how that vote goes this evening. That's Minister for Children, Norma Foley, with me on the line talking about those two projects that were approved under the Housing Infrastructure Fund for development and for funding to unlock maybe 2,300 homes in this country. The project is expected to be delivered by 2027 or early 2028. Hopefully they'll stick to those timelines. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. If you have a view on the Sinn Féin motion and the fact that it's going to be a free vote this evening in the Dáil, give us your thoughts on that as well. Be eager to hear from you on that.